Well, good morning. I have a very difficult surname to pronounce.
Ja, jeg har jo et torsførst etnavn.
They call me all sorts of things around the world.
De kaller meg alt mulig rundt om I heimen.
So that's okay.
Så det gjør det.
Here is going, hey da!
Jeg har ikke gjerne noe rundt.
But my surname is Huda, Huda.
Etnavn Huda.
But it's such a pleasure to be with you this morning.
Men til meg en stor glede å være sammen med deg I morgen.
I was privileged last year to meet your pastor in China.
Jeg heter Framundjarat, møte pastoren til deg I sørste her kina.
And the world is really small.
Og verden liten.
And so we haven't talked too much in China.
Og vi snakker ikke så mye I Kina.
And maybe God knew that I would come and have fellowship here in Faroe Islands.
Og kanskje God visste at jeg får møte master I Faroe.
Well, I've been here since a little bit over a week.
Jeg vært her I en sindsjøbarn en vike.
And I just want to warn you today as a church.
Og jeg skal gjøre deg en avvaring.
I'm leaving tomorrow back home.
Jeg færger hjem etter morgen.
So for those who are really complaining about the sun, I'm taking it back to Africa.
Ja, så tar jeg som kli om solen, så tar jeg annars vi etter meg.
So really enjoy it.
Så njøt den nå.
I'm leaving tomorrow.
Jeg færger etter morgen.
And here they complaining. They says, "Ooh, it's hot and warm."
Oh, this Oh, it's hot.
I've got some good news for you.
Yeah, go bottle to come.
In Africa, we have this all the time.
Oh, in Africa, we have it all the time.
You ready to come to Africa?
Yeah, to more come to Africa.
But I am a very good African. I've got only one wife.
Yeah, go to Africa now. Yeah, but I'm not coming.
And of course, I come from a little place in South Africa called Durban.
Og jeg kom jo en ørkjø I Sur-Afrika som Durban.
And in May this year, we had a new president.
Og I mai, I think vi den utenfor seg da.
And you might have seen over the news, his name is Zuma.
Og du har kanskje sett at du noen at han et Zuma.
And Zuma has three wives.
Og han tre kone.
So I have only one now.
Og jeg har bare øyne.
Of course, I'm just joking.
Yeah,
everybody is looking at me. What is he doing in our church? I have two children.
Yeah, two but.
My wife's name is Grace.
Chris.
And she's from Namibia.
Oh, I'm from Namibia.
My daughter was born in New Zealand.
Oh, was born in New Zealand.
And she just turned nine. Her name is Aroha. And we have given her Maori name.
Og vi har givet henne Maori name.
And my son is just turned 12.
Og sønnen min 12.
And his name is Michael Andrew.
Og han Michael Andrew.
And then we have adopted one son.
Og så har vi adopteret en son.
His whole parents died of HIV/AIDS.
Begge forældre hans døde af AIDS.
And his brother is dying.
Og børn hans døde af
AIDS. So we have adopted him. His name is Snare.
Så vi har atlet han og han det seg.
So that's a little bit about myself.
Og så har det syndrom med.
Now for many, many, many years in my life.
I nekvar am en løve.
I felt like people owe me my life.
Så følte jeg det som at folk skylder meg løve mot.
I felt my life was because it was because people had taken it away.
Jeg følte som at folk hadde tatt løve mot fra meg.
So I blame apartheid.
So jeg gav apartheid skyldna.
It's because of the white people that my life was in a mess.
Det var det kvite fashion som har skyldna av at løy mot fashion løy til skylda.
Until I found this one thing that set me free.
Until jeg fann alt som sette meg I frelse.
And I took responsibility when I found it in my life.
Og jeg tok arbeid da jeg fann etter.
Wow, and it changed me.
Sorry?
It changed me.
Og det brøyte meg.
And it's called forgiveness.
Og det etter fyrigeving.
The power of forgiveness.
It's Christian if you're giving.
Man, it is the one principle in the Bible that I think is the key to freedom. And she's doing a very good job, this lady.
Yeah, yeah. Andora.
If you can translate for an African, you do good.
Yeah, yeah. Om andora att omsätta en sur afghan så då man.
And so when God brought this principle of forgiveness in my life.
Och tar god gav mig detta principle of
my life. My life was changed.
So bright this moment.
And this morning I just want to share with you a little bit. I know your pastor, he loves forgiveness. And my mother was, she was 16 years old when she fell pregnant with me.
Mamma mi var 16.
Anybody 16 years old here?
Hon blev uppe vägen vid mig.
No, nobody? Are you 16?
Yeah, I'm very
Yeah, but you're not a woman. But that's okay. Okay, but that's dangerous. But he's 16. But my mother was as old as he is.
Oh, mama, we are so gammel.
When she met this handsome guy, my father, and maybe he was not as handsome as I am, but you know, close. And one thing led to another. And of course, I don't have to tell you they had sex. Now, my grandfather, he was a very respected man in our village. And so he was also a lay preacher. Now, and in the culture of the Africans, we're a little bit different like the West. When something happened within the African culture, that shame comes on all of the culture, on all of the families. So my mother was afraid.
So mamma var bänken.
When she found out that she was pregnant with me, to go and tell her father.
So var bänken för jag för.
Because it will be the shame on the whole family.
Så hon förde för skam på alla familjerna.
She said she will come to South Africa.
Yeah.
And then I need to interpret for her from Faroese to English.
Yeah, så ska jag omsätta för henne.
And she said she's going to speak very fast.
Yeah, och hon får ta så öle kött.
Because I'm speaking fast. And I said I will forgive her.
Yeah. Och han får för vi fyr German.
And so she went to my father.
Så hon följde pappa min.
And she told my father that she was pregnant.
Och hon fortalte honom att hon var på vägen.
And my father ran away.
Och pappa min suttade.
And I have never met my father up to this day.
Och jag har aldrig mött pappa min.
And so my mother was too afraid to go and tell her father.
Så hon var bänt, mamma min var bänt för att fortälla pappa sonen.
And she got on the roof of the house.
Så hon var uppe på taket.
And she jumped off and she wanted to commit suicide.
Och hon löpte av till att lägga döda sig.
And my mother, she jumped 3 times from the roof. She wanted to kill this baby.
Och hon hoppade trutcha för ner av taket för att döda barnet.
Or she wanted to commit suicide and take her own life. Now I don't have to tell you this morning that it's a miracle that God has protected me. Isn't that wonderful to know that God has a purpose for our lives? We know the enemy wants to come and steal our lives, but God has a purpose. So even the fact that you are in the church this morning, there must be something much more than just coming to church.
So
And so after she jumped 3 times off the roof,
so då när jag hoppade trutcha för att hästen,
of course nothing happened.
Så hände ju inte.
So she went and told her father.
Så för hon fortalte för pappa sin.
So when I was born,
så då jag födde,
I was aware that the very person that was supposed to protect me wanted to kill me.
Så visste jag att han som skulle välja mig.
So while I was still in the womb of my mother, I was aware and I could pick up that she didn't want me.
So
when I was born with extreme inferiority.
Så då jag var född så hade jag stora underlåtelser.
I couldn't look people in the eye.
Jag tog inte folk
I
ögonen.
I remember when leaders would come and visit us, I would go and hide underneath the bed.
Och då läkare kom och visade och kom så gömde jag mig under sängen.
When I was born, I didn't want to live. And I was afraid for people that has position in leadership because my mother represented them. And I remember I went to an early age to school. I went early to school. I was 5 years old. I lived with my grandfather because when I was born, my mother had to go and work. And my grandfather, he lived on a farm. And he was working for a farmer. And I grew up, some of you will know, I grew up in apartheid.
Så som säkert anklagar att jag vet, så växte jag upp under apartheid.
We had white only toilets.
No grass were bad for day, kvitte.
We couldn't go to the beach because it was white only.
Och vi kunde inte färdas stront när det var bad
for
day, kvitte.
There was only white buses for the white kids to go to school.
Och det var bussar bad for day, kvitte.
And so we had to wake up in the morning early, 4 o'clock, and make some fire and walk for kilometers to school in South Africa.
So we måtte fara upp klockan 4 på morgonen och tända bale och gänga flera kilometer till skolan.
Oh, and I remember this morning. I remember this morning,
yeah,
I was trying to
send the morgonen.
I was on my way to school.
Jag var vid skolan.
And I didn't have shoes on.
Och jag var ungefär skön.
Oh, I saw shoes for the first time when I was 11 years old.
Jag såg skäck för första gången när jag var 11 år.
Isn't that incredible? First time I had shoes on my feet. And so this morning it was cold. And in front of me I saw the school bus for the white kids. And I knew it was only for the white kids. But it was so cold I wanted to have a lift. So I walked up to the school bus.
So Jack from the
and all the white children were got in. They got into the bus. And of course, we were forced to say to white people, "Boss, boss."
Yeah, or we school to say, "We school to boss."
And when everybody went into the bus, I turned to the bus driver.
So when they met London bus,
I said, "Oh, please give me a lift, boss." And he looked at me. Without saying a word, he slammed the door in my face. And he drove away. And I remember if I look back in my own life, the seed of bitterness came.
So where saw you,
I remember I came back from school that day.
So at han dagen, minns jag kom efter skolan den dagen.
And I begin to think.
Och jag började huxa.
We were the same age with all these kids.
Att vi var jankomel att.
But why didn't the white man want to give me a lift?
Men hur kunde jag släppa vid?
And so I came to the conclusion.
Så jag kom till den nyheten.
It was because I was black.
Att du var svart.
And so when you are black, there's something wrong with you.
Och tänk dig att du är svart, så också skäl.
So I believe all my life that when you are black, there's something wrong.
Så jag helt att ta mamma svart, så också skäl.
And I started to hate God. Because why did he make me black? I remember I looked in this mirror and I didn't like the man that I saw. My mother died when I was about 7 years old. But I want to tell you just a little bit before she died what happened. I grew up in the state church. You still love me? Oh, let me put it another way. I'm still in the state church. Hello?
Huh?
Oh, you love me? Oh, okay.
Okay.
And I remember one evening some of the elders of the church, they came to our house. And they had a house meeting. And they were preaching. And I remember the words of the preacher. God loves us.
A good elskar okkum.
If a father knows how to do good to his children. If your earthly father, when you ask the fish, will know how to give you that.
Han vet hur han ska göra där till.
How much more your earthly father?
Hur mycket mer så är jag.
And I remember that evening I missed my father.
Och jag minns att det saknade pappa.
And then I decided I want to accept Jesus.
Och så älskade jag, det ville gå tacka Jesus.
So turning 7, I accepted the Lord Jesus in my life that evening.
Och hade kväll det tog emot Jesus.
And I went to bed.
Och jag föll sjung.
And I remember nothing major has happened with me, but I had this peace in my heart.
Och jag minns att det hände inte något störst för mig, men jag hade ändå frien i hjärtan.
And 2 months later, my mother died.
Och 2 månader,
see, I couldn't understand how can a loving God. How can a God that says he loves us and he wants to do the best, how can he come and take my mother? And all of a sudden everything that was happening around me confirmed that God was also white. Everything that was happening around
me.
So I grew up thinking God was white.
So I grew up thinking God was white.
And I remember I was 9 years old. I was so full of hatred. I was so full of bitterness. I wanted to join the current government. They were working underground. They were fighting apartheid. And I wanted to go and join them. Because I hated white people so much. That I wanted to get enough ammunition. And I just wanted to shoot them all. I can see some of you are worried. Don't be worried now. You are saved this morning. It's okay. And then when I was standing at the grave of my mother, everybody was crying around me. I wasn't crying. See, I had nothing to live anymore. I have nothing to live anymore. My mother wanted to kill me. My father ran away. I was discriminated upon by the white people. And then God came and took my mother. And I saw myself jumping into the grave. I wanted to die with my mother. I said to myself, there was nothing to live. And I remember I was standing in front of the grave. And when they lowered the coffin, something in this boy inside was tearing into pieces. My world. And I remember I walked away from the grave. And I heard myself saying very loud, God, I hate you. I hate you. I don't want to do anything with you again. Now, I can't tell you my whole testimony. We need a whole week. I can see you will not make it. The sun is too hot for you. Bitterness was growing in my heart. I want to jump with my testimony. At the age of 18 years old, I was living on the streets. I was so bitter. The farmer that my grandfather was living on, he destroyed my life. I had dreams. After my mother died, I wanted to become a lawyer. And he took me out of the school. And I had to work as a slave laborer on the farm. My salary a month was 1 kroner. Oh, and I was bitter.
Sorry?
I was very bitter.
Yeah, jag var öliga borske.
And then all the bitterness was eating me so much.
Och att liksom borskläget ät mig upp.
That on the age of 18 years old, my own family, they would walk past me. I was living on the street.
Och så näck att jag var ätchan och bor i gatorna och vis familjen var inte från vid mig.
And they didn't want to look at me.
Så hukte jag ät mig.
Because I was smelling and stinking.
Så jag lukte så ötla.
Until one day.
Inte en dag.
I will never forget when I was very sick. And I went to the doctors. And the doctor told me I will have to die using drugs because I was addicted to drugs. And so I began to live on the street using drugs. And one day my aunt came by. My auntie. And she stopped by. I was living on the street and she looked at me. And she said, I will give you an opportunity for 3 weeks to come and stay in my house. But if you don't change your life in 3 weeks, I will kick you out of my house again. Oh, and I was so excited to have a house. A roof over me. I could wash. But I couldn't help myself.
Men jag klarade det.
Because I was addicted.
Så jag var avhängig.
And the first week went by.
Och den första veckan var.
Second week.
Nästa veckan.
And then the third week it was my last week.
Och den tredje veckan var alltså den sista veckan.
And it was Sunday.
Och det var söndag.
My aunt came from the church.
Och fastemon kom från kyrkan.
And I heard her, she was singing as she came from church.
Och it means att jag hörde henne sjunga.
And I said to myself, oh, she will come into my room and she's going to come and preach to me.
Och jag också nu får hon komma och nu får hon komma in i kammaren och hon får prata för mig.
And I was right, she walked into my room.
Och det var så, hon kom in i kammaren.
And she said, look at you.
Och hon sa, hej.
You're under the influence of drugs.
Du är avskåvad.
If you die today.
Om du dör idag.
You don't belong to a church.
Så hör du snacka kyrka eller samkomma.
She wasn't worried about my soul.
Hon också inte salen att jag.
She was worried about the church.
Hon var bänt om kyrkan.
And God uses that.
Och Gud brukar det.
I said, what must I do?
Och jag säger, "Vad ska jag göra?"
She said, "Come to church next Sunday."
Och hon säger, "Kom och möta nästa söndag."
And I thought, "Oh, that's very easy."
Åh, så säger jag till.
So you just go to church and then you are part of the church.
Jag säger, "Åh, man får bara möta och så är man pastorns samkom."
So I went to church.
Så jag var möta.
And she made me sit right in front of the pastor.
Och hon fick mig att tvinga mig att sätta mig bort framför.
And it's the first time that I've ever been in the church.
Och det här var första gången jag samkom.
And I had my first prayer in the church.
Och jag hörde det första bönerna.
Oh Lord.
Herre.
Please let the pastor finish preaching. I want to go home and use drugs.
Och det här var min första bön i samkom nu. Och jag bara, Herre, och låt han tala kött så jag kan släppa hem till rusen.
And then when he was finished.
Och han var livet.
He said, everybody that wants to be a member of the church.
Och så säger han, att det som vill jag vara livet i kyrkna.
You need to come together in the corner.
Oh,
and I was running.
Oh, jag skundade mig.
Because I couldn't wait to just give my name and get out of the church.
Jag skulle bara lyckas skriva namn ner och så släppa klus.
So we were 15 young people.
Så vi var 15 ung folk.
And so I was asking everybody, can I go first?
Och jag spurgade, kan jag släppa först?
And they said yes.
Och de sa ju.
And there was the lady standing there with the list.
Och här stod en kvinna med en lista.
Auntie Sheila.
Yeah.
Her name was Auntie Sheila.
Ja, och hon är Auntie Sheila.
And I said, my name is Wilson.
Och jag säger, jag heter Wilson.
This is the street I'm living.
Och jag bor vid här.
I said, thank you, goodbye.
Tack och bye bye.
She says, no, it doesn't work like that.
Nej, säger hon, så lätt det inte.
And I was already disappointed.
Och jag var så skuffad.
She said, for the next 2 years, we're going to study the life of Jesus.
Och sen de nästa 2 åren ska du granska livet Jesu.
Now I never said it for her very hard. I never said it hard.
No, I said it hard.
But inside I was cursing her.
Men innan så bannade jag.
I thought, are you stupid?
Jag sa, är du idiot?
Me coming to sit in the church?
Yes, sitta och möta.
I hate God.
Jag hatar Gud.
He's a white man.
Han är kvitt.
So I thought, man, I will never come back to church.
Och jag sa, nej, hej, för jag ångrar det.
So I went home.
Så jag hem.
And then on Wednesday.
Och så mycket dagen efter.
I had this voice inside of me.
Så hörde jag så rött nu in i mig.
And this voice was saying Jesus the whole time, Jesus.
Och han rötte säger Jesus, allt när Jesus.
And I remember Auntie Sheila, she mentioned the name Jesus.
Och jag minns att Auntie Sheila hade nämnt namnet Jesus.
And I thought I will go back again one more time.
Och jag sa okej, för jag tror inte.
But I wanted to go and ask Auntie Sheila a question about this voice in me.
Och jag skulle spela nu om jag så rött nu, Auntie Sheila om jag så rött nu in i mig.
So the next Sunday,
så nästa söndag,
I went to church.
Så för,
oh, my aunt was very happy.
Och jag var, kvinnan var väldigt glad.
She was telling all the neighbors, now he's coming to church.
Och han fastän fortalte alla grannarna, nu för han är
kyrkan. But I went because I had a question.
Men jag förde jag en spurning.
So afterwards I was sitting there.
Så efter mötet satt jag.
And Auntie Sheila had all of us. After church.
Auntie Sheila had an hour class.
And we had an hour confirmation class.
Och vi hade en timme vid konfirmationstimme.
And then everybody walks out.
Och så började alla där.
In the church. And the church looked like this one outside with a high tower.
Och kyrkan såg ut som en sån här höga kyrka vid en hög torn.
And I said to Auntie Sheila, please come here.
Och jag säger till Auntie Sheila, kan du komma?
I want to ask you a question.
Jag ska spela några.
I said, Auntie Sheila.
Auntie Sheila.
Can you tell me which street is Jesus living?
It's for the very good to put Jesus.
But I was very serious.
Men jag måste alltså.
And she looked at me.
Och hon åkte på.
And she didn't say anything.
Hon säger och.
And I thought maybe she doesn't know the street's name.
Och hon är hon säger jag kanske vet hon.
I said, but can you tell me the house number?
Kan du varst du kan nå mitt hus här?
And she looked at me.
Och åkte efter på.
Without saying a word, and she turned around and she walked out of the church.
Och utan att säga något och så vände sig och så försvann ut.
And I was serious.
Och jag minns det.
And I remember I stood there when Auntie Sheila walked out of the church.
Och jag minns det där jag hon förra gången gick ut.
And I will never forget this prayer.
Och jag minns en hans bön.
Lord, if you really say who you are.
Och jag säger Herre, om du väljer att visa mig för du är.
If you don't come and reveal yourself to me now.
Om du inte kommer och uppenbarar dig för mig.
If I walk out here.
Om jag är ut härifrån.
At least I can say I've given you a chance in my life.
Så kan jag åtminstone säga att nu har jag gett dig en chans. En möjlighet.
And I was not even finished praying this prayer.
Sorry?
I was not even finished praying this prayer. When it appears that the roof of the church went open. And lightning struck me down. Lightning struck me down and I was lying in the church for 2 hours. And after 2 hours I woke up. And I went outside.
was very old.
Oh, and everything was beautiful.
Och allt var vackert.
It was almost like I was walking on the clouds.
Och det kändes som att jag gick på skuggan.
And I heard all these beautiful voices calling my name.
Och jag hörde så vackra röster nämna namnet.
And I saw all these images.
Och jag såg dessa bilder.
And I remember it will take me 10 minutes to go to my auntie's house.
Och jag minns att jag ofta tog mig 20 minuter att gå hem.
And it took me about an hour.
Och hände det en tog det mig en timme.
And I went home.
Och för hem.
And all of a sudden I had this desire to read the Bible.
Och knappt hej jag finns jag så trångt att läsa Guds ord.
And I started to read the Bible on Sunday.
Och jag började läsa Bibeln på söndag.
Monday. Tuesday.
Torsdag.
And by Friday.
Och då fortsatte
jag. I got to the little portion in Acts.
Och så kom ta första dagen så kom jag till apostlarna.
And I was reading the part where it says there was a man with the name of Saul.
Och då läste jag om att det var en man som hette Saulus.
And on the road of Damascus, lightning struck him down.
Och så blev han rakt av en torrslott av Damaskus.
And then I realized, oh, this is what happened with me.
Åh, hur säger jag? Hette det som hände mig?
And all of a sudden, I realized I've never touched drugs on Sunday.
Och så kom jag tänka om att hej, jag ska inte tycka rusen hända söndag.
And up to this day, I have never touched drugs again.
Och till hända där så har jag inte smakat rusen rätt.
Isn't that great?
Det är störst.
If the Son of God set you free, you will be free indeed.
Och tar Gud sätter frasen så är du sannliga frasen.
And then I joined youth with the mission.
Och så började jag på youth with the mission.
Oh, and God started to use me.
Och Gud började bruka mig.
I prayed for somebody in the wheelchair, and God healed her.
Jag ber för en annan rullstol och Gud grötte han.
And I prayed for a lady. The doctor says she will only live 3 days, and God healed her.
Och jag ber för en som lagt ner sagt hon får bara leva 3 dagar och Gud grötte henne.
And so when I joined YWAM, Youth with the Mission.
Och jag så för på Youth with the Mission.
I thought, oh, I don't need YWAM.
Och så helt jag det jag språk för dem.
YWAM needs me.
Tabru har bruk för mig.
And so every evening on my DTS discipleship training program, I was praying for the students. We were 50.
Ja, och först kväll så bär jag för hin och nämnde någon, vi var väl trus i allt.
Until one day.
Until en dag.
I was on my way to class.
Jag var väl till tumma.
When God spoke to me.
Tog sig Gud vid mig.
And said, my son.
Han säger, son min.
You are the most racist person in this place.
Han säger, du är den mest rasistiska personen inne.
And I said, Satan, get behind me.
Och jag säger, Satan, far väck från mig.
I said, you will not come and condemn me.
Nej, du ska inte komma här och döma mig.
And God was saying, no, this is not Satan.
Och Gud säger, nej, det är Satan.
This is me.
Det är jag.
I said, God, is it really you?
Och jag säger, Gud, är det verkligen du?
And I went for a walk that morning.
Och jag för en gång tur.
And God begins to show me.
Och Gud börjar visa mig.
That even though I got saved.
Att hur var det var fräste?
Even though lightning struck me down in the church.
Och hur var det var rakt jag gota?
Deep inside of me.
Så var det djupt in i mig.
I haven't forgiven my father.
Hej, jag inte förgivit min pappa mina.
And God begin to show me it is possible that you can sit here this morning in the church, but deep inside of you, you still are carrying unforgiveness in you.
Och du kan sitta en möte och Gud vill mig att du kan sitta en möte, men djupt in i dig så.
And God begins to show me.
Och Gud ber visa mig.
That I haven't forgiven my father.
Att jag inte har förgivit pappa min.
Deep inside of me, I was still hating white people.
Och innerst inne så hatade jag framvis kvitfolk.
And then all of a sudden,
och knappligen,
when God was showing me all these things,
så Gud visade mig allt detta.
I took out my list of justification.
Så kom jag ut vid min tog en min lista vid rättvisgöring ut.
We all have that list of justification that we are carrying with us, isn't it?
Och hända rättvisgöra lista här vid jag.
The unforgiveness, Lord, that is in me is because of.
Ja, är pige vi inte tui ärt.
It's because of the white people.
Det tui är som det är.
God, where were you when my mother wanted to kill me?
Att låt kvar stjuta Gud, kvar stjuta mamma min.
Where were you when that white man slammed the bus in my face? We all are carrying that list of justification.
Vi har att lägga en lista.
We're saying it's because of them that we have the bitterness in us.
Och vi säger att det tar en skild av vita borstlagar.
And we justify why we should walk with it.
Och vi rättvisar hur vi.
And God begins to show me a few things that I want to share out of the scripture to you this morning.
Och Gud visst mig några skrifter som är att lära dig lite.
Of course, I don't have time. I just want to show you three things, four things.
Och jag har stött allt, men jag lär visa dig några tre, fyra ting.
Maybe six.
Kanske 6.
If the spirit is here, 8.
Och om anden är vemmar så 8.
Just joking. Here's the first principle of forgiveness that we need to know.
Principle.
Yes, the principle. The first one is in Matthew chapter 6 verses 14.
Ständer i Matteus 6.
If you can turn there in your Bible, verses 14. Matthew chapter 6 verses 14.
Matteus 6, 14.
I think this is so important for us to understand this.
Och det är otroligt att man tittar på vilken jag heter.
Can you read it 14 and 15?
Och jag läser under 14 och 15. Tog fyra djävla tid människan missbrott torra skall himmelske färre tyckare ösne fyra djävla tyckon. Men fyra djävla tid icke människan missbrott torra skall färre tyckare helter icke fyra djävla missbrott tyckare.
The first thing about forgiveness is
det första vi fyrdjöring är
forgiveness is a command from God.
Det är en bor från Gud.
Hello?
Ha?
It's not how you feel.
Det handlar inte om vad du känner.
God commands us to forgive.
Gud har givit oss en bor om att fyrdjöra.
We have to forgive those who trespass against us.
Vi måste fyrdjöra dem som syndar mot oss.
I always tell people this.
Jag heter att säga alltid till folk.
It's not what people has done that matters to us.
Det är inte det som hinner jag och med utsättning.
It's how we respond.
Det är hur vi reagerar, hur vi...
By what they have done to us.
Och på det som de gör.
Forgiveness is a command from God.
Fyrgivning är en bor från Gud.
God commands us to forgive.
Gud ger oss det. Yes,
the second thing. Yes, the second thing about forgiveness.
Ta nästa.
Why is it so important that we need to forgive?
Hur är det utsättning att vi ska fyrgöra?
Because forgiveness will block us from receiving the forgiveness of God. Unforgiveness will block us from receiving what God has done on the cross. Many people in the church, they haven't experienced the fullness of what God has promised us.
Och när folk i samkomne har inte upplevt att ha fulla eller haft en fulla upplevelse av det som Gud kan ge oss.
They haven't experienced the freedom that God wants to bring.
De har inte upplevt välja frihet som Gud ger.
You know why?
Why?
Because they're walking with unforgiveness in their lives.
Så de framvis har manglande frihet.
If you have unforgiveness in your life,
om du inte frihet,
you cannot experience God's forgiveness of the cross.
Så för att du ska mäska Guds frihet i korset.
Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6 verses 14.
Till Gud säger här, jag säger här i Matteus.
God will forgive us when we forgive those who have trespassed against us.
Att Gud frihet och kan ta vid frihet.
Here is the third thing.
Och så det tredje.
I'm going quickly to it.
If I just joke neither.
Don't worry, you will not be here 4 hours. Unforgiveness blocks God's healing in our life.
Manglande fyrdjöving stäcker ösne Guds gröing.
I have seen so many people, when they walk with unforgiveness in their lives, they can't experience the healing that God wants to bring in their life.
Och jag har upplevt sådana folk som... som inte upplever Guds gröing till de inte vilja fyrdjöva.
It blocks the healing.
Det stäcker gröing.
You know, Jesus said that you will do greater things than I.
Och Jesus säger att han skulle göra större ting än jag.
And as a church, we haven't seen that.
Och som sagt, om vi säger att vi inte har upplevt det.
And I think part of it is because we haven't walked in complete forgiveness.
Och jag tycker att pastor är tog att vi inte har...
We were doing an outreach in a little village.
Vi gjorde vid missionärer i en liten by.
And God told us to just go and knock at the doors and just serve the community.
Och han kallade oss att färra ut och bänka hurrar och tema.
And it was a white community.
Och det var en kvit by.
And we were dividing up into groups of three.
Och vi började komma med bäckar vid trimmen och kvällen.
And I was with two other people.
Och jag var samma med två andra.
Oh, and we went to knock at the first door.
Och vi bänkade på första hörna.
And the lady opened the door.
Och hon, nej, och en kvinna lät hörna.
And when she saw us,
och när hon såg oss,
she slammed the door
klamsade
in our faces.
sparte jag
And it happened 5 times.
Och det hade hänt 5 gånger.
And at the fifth time,
och femte gången,
I realized why the lady was slamming the doors because there was a black man.
Och femte gången så kände jag att hon klamsade hon att det var en svart man.
I told the two guys.
Och jag säger henne.
I said, let me go home.
Låt mig färra.
And I will pray for you. I will pray for you and you can continue to knock at the door.
Så skall jag be för dig och så kom tillbaka.
And all that God was saying that we just need to serve these people.
Och Gud hade bara kallat honom till henne.
And this guy, he was he's very persistent.
Och han är väldigt öliga fasthetsdukt.
He says, let's just go to one more door.
Han säger låt dem färd till 8000.
And we knock at the door.
Och vi bankar på.
The lady opens.
Han kommer öppna.
And I was standing in the road.
Och är ute i gatan.
And I was convinced she's going to slam the door again.
Och jag var säker på att hon får kan slå.
And she said, oh please come in.
Och hon säger, oh come in.
Oh, I was disappointed.
Jag var sin skuffad.
But I went in.
Så far in.
And her husband came from work.
Och Marianne kom efter henne.
And when he saw me sitting there.
Och han sa mig.
He started to swear at me.
Så började han banna.
And he started to beat me.
Och så började han slå mig.
And then the next moment he was running to his gun.
Och så började han rännande efter.
And there was a little table standing there.
Och här stod ett litet bord.
And I never saw it when I came into the house.
Jag såg mest till att jag kom in.
His gun was on it.
Bussen var där.
And he was running to it.
Och han skundade sig ut mot det.
And I thought, man, I need to run out of this door.
Och så sa jag, ma, släppa mig väck.
I wanted to stand there to have the bullet coming in and out.
Nej, jag ville stå där för skott in och ut.
I wanted to stand there so that I can be a miracle.
Yes, sorry.
I wanted to be a miracle that the bullet can come in.
Jag vill stå där och vara ett under.
And I thought I'm not going to tempt God.
Men så säger jag det, nej, jag ska inte frästa Gud.
But I realized if I run out of that door where we came in, I will be too late.
Men jag säger att hvis jag får utsöka hans horna som kommer in, så tar det för länge tid.
Because he can shoot me in the back.
Så kan han bara skjuta mig i nacken.
And I had to only run out of the door he came in.
Så jag måste få utsöka hans horna som han kom in.
So I ran through the door.
So I ran mot hjorna.
Then I was running into his house.
So ran vi ja in i huset.
And I find myself in a passage.
Och så blev jag en gång.
Yes, the long story short, I got the door to go outside.
Och så fick jag länka stötta, så fann jag ut hjorna.
And I knew that the man was behind me.
Och jag visste att mannen var efter mig.
And I ran through his kitchen.
Och jag ran till en kökchen.
Into the road.
Ut i vägen.
And I was lying in the middle of the road. I was so shocked.
Och jag lägger mig ner här med vännen och var i chock.
And that evening.
Och hela kvällen.
It was 12 o'clock. I was in bed.
Klockan 12 om kvällen i lägenheten.
And Jesus walked into my room.
Och Jesus kom in.
And he stood next to my bed.
Han stod vid sina sängkanten.
And he says, Wilson, I saw what happened today.
Han säger, Wilson, jag såg vad som hände.
I saw the man was beating you in his house.
Jag såg en man boka dig här i huset.
And I saw he was running to his gun.
Och jag sa att han får efter bussen.
I want you to do something for me.
Jag vill ha att här.
I want you tomorrow. I want you to go and buy a bunch of flowers for him.
Jag vill ha att du i morgon ska köpa honom.
And I want you to buy a card for him.
Och du ska köpa kort.
And I want you to write on the card.
Och du ska skriva korten.
I don't want you to say anything about me.
Och du ska inte säga något mer.
Just tell him how much you love him.
Säg bara att du älskar honom.
Wow.
Ah.
God, I need to write a card.
Skall jag skriva kort?
And I need to buy a bunch of flowers.
Och skall jag köpa en bukett av blomster?
For the man that wanted to kill me.
Till mannen som att döda mig.
Is this really you, God?
Nej, det kanske var du, Gud.
And God says yes.
And God say you.
And then he disappears.
Och så kvar han.
And I knew I couldn't buy a card.
Och jag visste, jag kunde inte köpa ett kort.
And a flowers if I don't make right.
Och blomsterna utan visst skulle jag rätt så måste jag köpa det.
And that evening I knelt next to my bed.
Och jag föll till slöja med sina sönsterna.
And I said, God.
Och jag säger Gud.
I want to forgive that man.
Jag inte förgiver hans man.
I want to release him.
Jag vill sätta honom fri.
And I pray that you would touch his life.
Och jag ber dig om att närma liv hans.
The next day I went and bought him the bunch of flowers.
Så för jag köpte så buketterna.
And the little card.
Och ett kort.
And I wrote on the card.
Och skrev jag korset.
I said, my name is Wilson.
Jag heter Wilson.
I'm the man that you were beating yesterday in your house.
Jag är mannen som du bokade i jar i husnån.
I just want you to know I understand.
Och jag vill bara säga att jag skiljer.
And I love you.
Och jag älskar dig.
And I took that little bunch of flowers with the card.
Och jag för oss där med buketterna.
The Bible said we need to be wise.
Och Bibeln säger vi skulle vara vise.
I made sure there was nobody in front of the house.
Så jag säkrade mig att ingen var framför huset.
Because it can be the gun again. And I put a bunch of flowers right in front of his door.
So and
we left the town.
Og så får vi ut i bygden.
1 month later I was invited to come and preach at the church in the same town.
Og så en måned senere så var jeg i byen at prædike og i kirken i den samme byen.
And I went up.
Og jeg fører.
And as I was standing in front of the congregation,
og da jeg stod her framme for disse samkomne,
I have prepared a wonderful message.
Jeg har en god budskap.
And I said good morning.
Og så sagde jeg god morgen.
And everybody was saying good morning.
And
then as I looked up, the Holy Spirit was showing me in the corner was the man that was beating me that day.
And
then God told me not to preach about the message I prepared.
Och Gud säger vi med att jag inte skulle prata om boskap som är i fyrräga.
I need to tell the story of what happened that day.
Och jag skulle fortälla sövna om det som var hänt.
And I told the story. 10 minutes later, the Holy Spirit came upon that room.
And
people were crying and repenting of the unforgiveness and bitterness in their
hearts. And
the man, he was running from the back and he ran right in front where I was standing.
Och his medarbetare kom fram och höll där efterfra och fram till här som jag stod.
And he was falling on his knees and he says, I am the man that you are talking about.
Och han lägger sig knä och säger, I är mannen som du talar om.
Please forgive me.
Förlåt mig.
And I picked him up.
Och jag tog honom upp.
And I look in his face.
Och jag hukte han I anledet.
And I said, I want you to know.
Och jag säger igen att jag vill att du ska veta.
I have already forgiven you.
Jag har längst sedan förlåt dig.
But I want to forgive you again.
Men jag förlåt dig om att.
Isn't that wonderful?
Är det underbart?
You see, the next point is that if we don't forgive people. We will never understand the message of Calvary. We will never understand the message of the cross. Because it's only when we begin to forgive other people that we begin to understand the message of the cross. And I begin to understand. And sometimes the people that has hurt you, they might not be there.
But you can't
wait for them to come.
Men du kan inte boja till dig komma.
I had to forgive my mother.
And
my mother, she died.
Och mamma min dog.
But I had to forgive her.
Men jag måste förlåta henne.
I have never met my father up to this day.
Jag har aldrig sett min mors pappa på länge.
But I have forgiven my father.
Men jag förlåter honom.
And I, wherever I go, I'm looking for my father.
Och kvar är färre så hittar jag pappa.
And I was hoping maybe he can be here on the Faroe Island.
Ja, jag tror att han skulle vara här I färjan.
But I am just seeing some white people.
Men jag ser bara vita folk.
So you know, it can't be.
Så det kan inte vara.
But I have forgiven my father.
Men jag har förlåtit dig, pappa.
I have forgiven the white man that took me out of school and has destroyed my life.
Jag har förlåtit den vita mannen som tog mig ur skolan och lade livet mitt.
2 years ago, I was writing my first book.
För 2 månader sedan skrev jag min första bok.
And it's called Why Me?
Och han heter Kvie.
And in the book, I was telling lots of my stories.
Och jag fortalte några saker ur livet mitt.
And then God was asking me.
Och så spurte Gud mig.
Have you really forgiven the white man?
Have the very future as
I said, yes, God, I have forgiven him.
Well, I say, yeah, God, yeah, yeah.
And then God said, I want you to invite all of his family to your book launch.
So will I join to be our Atlantis family till.
And I want you to ask him to be to give a speech.
We will have a tuskal be a hand hold a talna.
I want to see if you have forgiven him. See, when we begin to forgive.
So it tie with be a future.
We begin to understand something of the cross.
So be a with a shilia crossing.
And forgiveness is not a feeling. Some of you are sitting here this morning and I know your pastor has been preaching on forgiveness. But you might not feel to forgive. But I want to tell you this morning, it's not about a feeling. It is a choice. You need to make a choice to forgive people. I
want to
end off.
Jag ska änta.
Matthew chapter 18.
Matteus kapitel 18.
Wonderful story.
En underbar historia.
Verses 21 to 35, you can go and read it.
Matteus,
Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 to 35.
Ja, Matthäus 1:21.
We're not going to read it. I'm just going to end off telling you the story. The Bible said a king decided it was time to settle accounts. And he remembered one man was owing him some money. And he called the man. He says, I am about to settle the accounts, you owe me money. Can you pay me? The man said, I know I owe you money. And he went on his knees and he says, I beg you, I don't have the money to pay you. Would you please release me? And the king thought about it. He says, okay. I will forgive you. Just go. And the Bible says, when he went outside, he met somebody else that owes him not even half what he owes the king. And he looked at the man. He says, you owe me money. And the guy did exactly what he did to the king. He went on his knees. And he said, oh, please forgive me. I can't pay you. Would you release me? And he says no. He says, I want my money. And then he beats him. And he puts him in prison. You can go and read the story. I know you know it. And then the king heard the story. And the king says, what? How can this stupid man do this? I release him from everything. Bring him here. And the king calls him. He says, come here. You begged me.
Sorry?
You asked me
to
release you. And I released you. But then you went outside. And then you find somebody that don't even owe you half of what you owe me. And you beat at him. And you put him in prison. You're a wicked man. And then he calls the police. And he says, put him in prison. Many times that's what happened in the church. This king is Jesus.
Jesus.
He has died on the cross. He has forgiven us. All the sin that was supposed and the punishment that was supposed to be on us. He took it on him. And Isaiah says he's died on the cross. And many times we are like this wicked man. When we have experienced the forgiveness of God in our lives, but we are not willing to forgive other people that has done to us something. And we put ourselves in prison. And many times we are free. Many times we are free. But we are in prison. I want you to think this morning. Is there maybe somebody in your family? Maybe somebody in your life? Maybe somebody that has hurt you? Somebody that has offended you? Could be your mother? Your father? Somebody that done something terrible to you? This morning Jesus wants to come to you and say, I want you to forgive. Because when we forgive, God will set us free.
So set the good here first.
And I remember the day when I forgave. Oh, it was like this dirty thing that God was taking off my shoulders. And I was so free. And this morning, you can be free.